Nobel Peace Prize laureate Liu Xiaobo has been imprisoned in China for 8 years after writing a manifesto calling for the democracy in his home country. Now 61, the political activist and human rights fighter who declared every person is born with inherent rights to dignity and freedom is dying of cancer on medical parole, and the Chinese authorities are refusing to grant him medical leave in the United States. Samuel Yang has more.
China's Liu, Nobel Peace Prize laureate and most prominent dissident Liu Xiaobo, is terminally ill. Mr. Liu was a university lecturer and a pro-democracy figure during the Tiananmen Square demonstration in 1989, after the brutal crackdown by the government. He was driven to the front gate of the Australian embassy. An Australian diplomat asked him whether he was seeking asylum. He decided not to leave the country, but to change it from within. Subsequently, he was jailed in China for 21 months. Associate Professor Chong Yifeng from the University of Technology Sydney is a friend of Mr. Liu.
Changed quite a lot, originally in the 1980s. He used to be quite eloquent. After 1989, he changed completely from a quite eloquent, literally into a very moderate political activist.
61-year-old Liu Xiaobo has been imprisoned for 8 years since 2009 for inciting subversion of state power after drafting a pro-democracy manifesto called Chapter 08. Professor Feng said Mr. Liu's influence on China's democratization is prominent.
He devoted his entire life to the Chinese transformation to, as I said, the constitutional democracy. So he himself actually represents a level of sophistication of Chinese democratization theory as well as the practice to achieve that goal.
President Xi Jinping has pursued an intense crackdown on dissent in his first 5 years in power. Many intellectuals in China have become increasingly muted. Professor Feng was detained at an airport in Guangzhou for 10 days before returning to Australia from an academic trip.
The security apparatus under Xi Jinping has taken proactive action in a systematic way to censor the internet, to suppress human rights lawyers and other activists. One thing you can say this in Chinese, we call it the second red generation, Hong Er Dai. They feel that they have a stronger entitlement to do whatsoever to save the regime. They are much more determined than their predecessors to suppress the civil society. Also, they are more confident because of the wealth created in China and the military power.
Mr. Liu was granted medical parole last Tuesday after he has been diagnosed with last-stage liver cancer. However, the authorities have refused permission for Mr. Liu to receive medical treatment in the U.S. Dr. Pichamon Yao Fantong, lecturer in international relations and development at the University of New South Wales, said there is a lot of hope for the newly arrived U.S. Ambassador Terry Branstad to be able to secure Liu Xiaobo's medical treatment abroad, especially in the U.S.
A lot of people are saying that this is the perfect time for the U.S. to act and to demonstrate its commitment to upholding human rights internationally. However, the ambassador does seem to be rather cautious about acting on this issue, even though the U.S. Embassy has indeed released a statement requesting that the Chinese government release Liu Xiaobo for international treatment. So it seems to be the case that even though Terry Branstad is well-placed to lobby the Chinese government in order to secure Liu's release, it remains that he and his team and the U.S. government is still very hesitant and cautious about doing so.
Over the past decade, the Chinese government has adapted the idea of becoming a responsible stakeholder in the international community as a popular concept in Chinese foreign policy statements. But experts question whether such rhetoric can translate into actual practice.
One of the biggest problems for the Chinese government, which is that one of balancing its international commitments with its domestic responsibilities. Because even now, the Chinese government remains wholeheartedly adheres to the idea of maintaining social stability, maintaining social security. And for that reason, it is willing to jeopardize, as some would say, human rights for the sake of community rights, as it sees that activists like Liu Xiaobo serve as a threat to the stability of the Chinese state and by extension to Chinese society.
That was Dr. Pichamon Yao Fan Tong, ending that report by Samuel Yang.